Melbourne is facing a syphilis epidemic. The disease has most commonly been found in men, but the number of women in the state contracting the illness has grown from 16 in 2014 to 184 last year. Experts say it's part of a broader trend of more sexually transmitted infections in high-income countries over the last decade. Scientists are now using genomic sequencing technology, which has helped track COVID-19 clusters in the community, to try and explain the spread. Jane Lee reports.
Syphilis outbreaks have previously been found in the Northern Territory and in Western Australia. But according to Monash University adjunct professor Marcus Chen, a sexual health physician at the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, what's happening in Melbourne is distinct.
What we're seeing in Melbourne, for example, is not occurring in places like Sydney or Brisbane.
And why do you think that is?
That's why I come back to the availability of testing and treatment. So one possibility is that if you look at New South Wales, you look at Sydney, they've got quite an extensive network of public sexual health clinics throughout Sydney and New South Wales.
A number of Melbourne's outer western and southeastern suburbs have been identified as hotspots for the disease, particularly among women.
The concerning thing, of course, is that women of a childbearing age are becoming infected, leading to infections during pregnancy, where the infection can be passed on to the unborn child, and that can result in death of the newborn or stillbirth. And there have been a number of those infections over the last few years.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Danielle Ong at the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital says the number of patients presenting with ocular syphilis grew more than 20-fold in recent years, from just 2 patients in 2006 to 21 in 2019.
So when patients presented, the most common symptoms were if they have floaters, like spots in their vision, lot of black insects floating around is what they described, or they had decreased vision. That's what prompted them to visit and realize there was something seriously wrong with their eyes.
Now, scientists are using genomic sequencing technology to analyze the genetic codes associated with the epidemic. Deborah Williamson, professor of microbiology at the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection, is working with the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic and the Victorian Department of Health to analyze samples from syphilis patients.
We're not sure, I guess, of the public health utility for syphilis, but we really hope that it will enable us to track strains of syphilis, you know, as they emerge. And what that allows you to do is to identify clusters that might be emerging and rapidly focus on them to try and shut them down.
Syphilis is just one of a number of sexually transmitted infections that's been on the rise in high-income countries over the last decade.
So some of the things that are driving these are things like access to what we call biomedical interventions. So, for example, HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP, social media and the use of online dating apps, access to testing and treatment, I guess pre-2020, international travel is a large driver. And then in terms of the pathogens that are causing it, things like antimicrobial resistance, you know, the infectiousness of different pathogens. So there's a whole complex suite of drivers that contribute to the spread of sexually transmitted infections.
Professor Williamson hopes to have some initial results in a few months' time. In the meantime, she says early testing and screening for sexually transmitted infections will be key to preventing greater spread.
Yeah, look, I mean, it comes back to timely access to testing and treatment, access to healthcare, health literacy, improved antenatal testing. You know, there's a whole raft of different things. It's not, these aren't new things. They just need to be implemented systematically. Mm-hmm. And to do that requires resource.
Deborah Williamson, a professor of microbiology at the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity. Jane Lee with that report.